Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Cook it, serve it up just right. Cook it, serve it up.
What's cooking? Jennifer Horn's report to the nation on what's new in the world of food. We were talking a few minutes ago about Campbell's Soup and what they're doing to their soup. The Food and Drug Administration setting a limit on the amount of sugar recommended in your daily diet to 50 grams, about the same amount of sugar found in a can of Coca-Cola. I don't know what that's going to mean. Yeah, isn't that? That is a yikes there, isn't it, huh? In a manner of speaking. All right, so we also have some information about drinking champagne, and Jennifer has several other important items for us on What's Cooking here on Good Day.
Think green. Harrison with you. Did you know that the more we run, the likelihood that our health will improve? Turns out that a scientist at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California has finished the world's largest study on runners. He found that after 20 years of back-to-back research, that when it comes to exercise, literally more is always better. Again, more is always better with exercise. The more miles the people ran, the less likely they were to develop heart disease and have strokes or have other general health ailments. Basically, 30 minutes of exercise a day, 5 days a week, equals vastly improved health. So if you can run 50 miles a week, you can potentially have golden health. We often forget that we are, at the end of the day, mammals, and mammals need to move around to stay healthy. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Today on App Check, a novel idea is a tool used by writers to plot storylines, create characters, and arrange scenes. Nicely done.
I love you.
A novel idea.
It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
All right, so Jen, what's the story about champagne being good for your brain?
You know, I love starting the day with a great news story, and this one is it. Now, the holiday season means you do a lot of celebrating, a little bit of drinking, and champagne is always there. Bubbly is always around. And the good news is drinking champagne is good for your brain. This is really awesome. Researchers in England claim that drinking up to 3 glasses of champagne a week can help your brain deal with memory loss. So if you feel like you're losing it, pop the cork. That's a good one. University of Reading is the one that put this study out. Now, also going on, have you noticed there have been a lot of food recalls lately, Dougie?
Yes.
All right. Well, the reason for that is that the FDA has been pouring a ton of money, read your tax dollars, into state labs to do random food testing. So it's not that there's more, like there are more issues going on. What's happening is that the FDA is actually paying more attention to them. So just recently, macaroni and cheese from Kraft was recalled because there were metal pieces in it, Listeria and Bluebell ice cream pops. So this is because they're actually just doing more testing, not because the food is of poor quality.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut this holiday wants every day to be a triple treat during the holiday season. This one you will not believe. Pizza Hut has created a box that is actually very pretty, very stylish looking, and it's got 3 drawers in the box, and this is how they'll be delivering pizza to your house. The first drawer has a pizza, the second drawer has a pizza, the third drawer has one of their cookie pizzas and breadsticks, so you can actually send someone like a chest of drawers if you want to deliver some pizza to them.
Oh, pizza furniture.
It's actually, I mean, it's a cute box, but yeah, a lot of stuff goes inside of that box.
Did you see the quality report on fruits grown in urban areas that are free more of pollutants? They are also more nutritious. And the research has suggested there are 166 samples of apples, peaches, cherries, and other urban fruits and herbs, along with commercial varieties of the same foods that have been tested. And the it's very interesting to see that the stuff grown in the cities on people's porches or wherever is healthier and better.
Well, you know, anytime you control what's going on to the plant, whether it's pesticides or fertilizer, and when the food doesn't have to sit in a truck or a boat or an airplane or however they're sending it around, I mean, it's going to be better for you. And that actually is a perfect segue, Dougie, because there are some top trends for 2016 going into restaurants. We did some top healthy trends for next year last week. This year, locally sourced meats and foods, seafoods will be continuing to be popular. And now, chef-driven fast casual concepts. So if you've been dreaming about healthy fast food, you'll be happy next year.
Happy! So what we want is people happy. If you're listening to the Good Day program and you're not happy, we aim at being happy here and having you be happy. Good Day at 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.